Last Sunday, we celebrated the sending of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. The coming of the Holy Spirit sealed God's new covenant with mankind and made the Church visible in the world. In this new covenant, in this age of the Church, God has revealed himself as a trinity of persons, of the same divine substance, consubstantial with each other. Remarkably, and not for any merit of ours, we share in the divine life of the Trinity through receiving Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion. And thus we can see the thread that unites the three great feasts that crown the Easter season: Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, and Corpus Christi. The three scripture readings of the sacred liturgy of today direct our attention to each divine person of the Blessed Trinity. In the first reading, Moses reminds the people of Israel that it had been God's purpose to reveal himself to them by a word so majestic from the heart of the fire at the dreadful occasion on Mount Sinai. God also not only revealed himself, but he wanted to take them to himself from all the nations of the earth by ordeals, signs, and wonders. All of this happened at the Passover out of Egypt. God the Father made evident his majesty, his power, and his loving choice of the Jewish people. The Gospel reading shows us Christ, the Son of God, triumphant in his resurrected body, about to ascend to his glory at the right hand of the Father. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. He is the Lord of the universe. He solemnly sends his Church to make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the three persons of the Holy Trinity. The reading from the Epistle to the Romans reminds us that the Holy Spirit is the abiding divine presence among and in those who are baptized and who have been taken by adoption into a share in the same sonship that Christ has to the Father. Because of the Holy Spirit's abiding presence, we can dare to call God Abba, Father. That God is three persons and one divine substance is nothing any human mind could have constructed. While we can understand three persons united in deep love and sharing the same human substance, like Father, Mother, and Child, our minds cannot fully grasp the doctrine of the Trinity. But that does not mean that we reject all logic or reason to believe it. It is not magic. Nor is it like believing in some incredible made-up creature, as some atheists will say. True, it takes goodwill and God's grace to profess faith in the Blessed Trinity. But to do so does not diminish our humanity, but elevates it, as we accept with humility an idea that we have not formed or fashioned. To assist us as we focus our attention on the Most Blessed Trinity this Sunday, it is wise to be reminded that we can explain the doctrine of the Trinity because we can understand all the words we use to say that in one divine nature of God there are three persons, as well as because we have an analogy from our experience of the family. What we cannot do is to describe how the doctrine can be true. We can explain the doctrine, but not the mystery. Nevertheless, we believe in both. And there is no feeling of contradiction within us because we are enlightened and helped by divine grace to know the doctrine and appreciate the mystery. When we come into the world, we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. During life, we profess our faith in the divine mystery every time we make the sign of the cross, and every time we say, "Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." In the Holy Mass, we praise and adore Him who has revealed Himself to us under the loving name of Father. We praise and adore the Son, who became our brother and humbled Himself even unto the death on the cross for our salvation. We praise and adore the Holy Spirit, who, dwelling in the Church and in our hearts, holds us together, one in divine faith and love. To echo the response from today's psalm, how blessed are we that the Lord has chosen us to be His own.